I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You ready for this?
Oh, I'm very ready. I'm so excited. Okay, ready?
You ready?
Three, two, one.
Now, here's a look at what's sunny across Central Florida on 105.9 Sunny FM. Here's your host, Michael Rafferty.
A couple of years ago, Heart of Florida United Way launched the Cybercrime Victim Support Initiative through its 211 Resource and Referral Helpline. Now, this allows residents to report instances of cybercrime and find resources to recover by calling, chatting, or texting 211. Now, last November, we did a segment on this, and joining us by phone to give us an update on the program is Jason Loacono. Jason is the manager of the Cybercrime Victim Support Program. Jason, thanks for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Michael, thank you for having me.
We spoke last November, but it seems like, you know, years ago, because so much has happened since then with vaccines and all this stuff. And first of all, tell us what the program does again. Just remind us, and then we'll talk about the update you have.
So just to refresh, for the Cybercrime Victim Support Program, again, it's a federally funded program made possible by a grant for the Department of Justice. It's a program in partnership with the DOJ and the FBI, also a national nonprofit called Cybercrime Support Network. They're a nonprofit agency dedicated to helping victims of cybercrime. And the purpose of the program is to give individuals a place to report cybercrime as it happens to them, and also give them some resources to recover, and also educational resources to hopefully prevent re-victimization in the future. But like I said, a huge component of it is definitely reporting. We want to make sure we know what types of cybercrime is happening, where it's happening, and really give local law enforcement and federal law enforcement just a better picture of what cybercrime is happening in the country.
And the new part of this that's new for this year, I guess, is the cybercrime texting platform, right?
Yes, we've actually recently launched a national texting platform. So it's an automated system. Individuals can text the keyword cyber, that's C-Y-B-E-R, to 898-211. It's an automated system. So they text in the keyword and they'll put in their zip code, and it'll give you some free resources, you know, right away, one of which is the FBI's IC3 report, if they'd like to file that to report. Also, it will link you to that partner agency I was mentioning, Cybercrime Support Network, their website called fightcybercrime.org. It's a great resource, tons of information on there to help victims or potential victims, honestly, anybody who wants to protect themselves against cybercrime and fraud, some great resources on there. And then, of course, the option to stay on and speak with a live 211 specialist is always available as well. So we really want to make sure we give people a nice, convenient, easy way to get some of that information and some of those resources, and also report that cybercrime that's been happening.
Now, to give us some perspective, last year in 2020, the Federal Trade Commission said, or reported, that there were over 1.3 million reports of identity theft in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's a lot of identity theft. And I guess it's exacerbated by the pandemic, since a lot of people were working at home on their computers, right?
Absolutely. So yes, in 2020, not only do you have the pandemic, you know, wreaking havoc for everyone, things like government imposter scams went through the roof, things like online shopping scams went through the roof. Everybody was desperate for sanitizer and gloves and masks and such like that. So those numbers really went up. But yes, the amount of identity theft as well, as individuals are suddenly working from home for months and months on end, you know, and maybe have some of the resources they once did through their companies and such. And again, trying to go being home while also possibly having children learning virtually in the house, you know, everything was going crazy last year. And we all predicted numbers definitely went through the roof. In fact, the new numbers that the FTC put out was 4.7 million total reports from everything, up from 3.2 the previous year. 2.2 of that was fraud alone. The financial losses are up to about $3.3 billion. The top ones that I've mentioned, identity theft, imposter scams, online shopping scams, again, all related to that pandemic and working from home and everything that we've been doing all in 2020 really took its toll on individuals.
And on Florida specifically, because apparently we rank third in the U.S. for fraud.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's, I believe, just behind California and Texas. But yeah, Florida is a huge number. We've got a large elderly population. You know, we've got multiple colleges here, so we've got a college age demographic as well. The elderly tend to get a brunt of the blame, for lack of a better word, for cybercrime. But a large target demographic is also those like 20 to 29 college age students, because they're constantly on their technology. They're on their phones, they're on their computers. So they're just bombarded with this stuff as well. So a huge number of that college age demographic, but also obviously Florida being a large elderly demographic as well. Yeah, we get quite a lot of cybercrime and fraud coming to Florida.
Well, for that population, mm-hmm. the elderly population, phishing would be one of the ways that they get caught up in these things. Explain what phishing is. And it's not, you know, phishing from a boat, but I mean like phishing. As far as cybercrime is concerned.
So phishing, see it's spelled with a PH, is definitely the most popular form of cybercrime. And that's simply something coming in through an email that looks to be from a reputable source, a reputable company, something to that effect. And all they're trying to do is convince you to either click on a link or open an attachment or something like that in an attempt to steal your personal data. So whether it's coming from something that says it's from Google or Apple or anything, and they want you to click on this link because they want you to update your password. Your password was used to log in somewhere in another country, so click on here to update your password. And when you click on it, you know, you could potentially be just handing the password and username over to a cyber criminal. Same thing goes for attachments. You can open an attachment and all of a sudden something is downloaded to your computer that could monitor it. So yes, phishing is without a doubt the most popular form of cybercrime because it's simple. They can bombard your inbox with these emails. I get probably 100 of them a day. And some of these are getting really, you know, they're tricky. You really cannot tell sometimes that these things are not coming from the legitimate source. They'll use links that are going to the right places on everything but the one they want you to click on. So we really got to be careful when we're checking our email, try not to be multitasking and things like that. Really kind of pay attention and make sure that you're anything that ever is asking for personal data or login information, you know, really scrutinize that stuff and make sure that you're not giving any of that information out when you shouldn't.
Well, one way to do that would be to, instead of, you know, clicking on the link from the email, is to circle back to the company or the organization through their website and asking questions that way.
Go absolutely. I'm a big proponent of anytime someone contacts you and asks for personal information, absolutely never give it away. If a company, you know, this could be anyone, whether it's the federal government, you know, the IRS says they're calling for whatever, or your credit card or your bank. If they're calling you and suddenly want to know personal information, say, sorry, I'll contact you directly and hang up or delete the email. You know, if you want to check in on that stuff or you need to do that, whatever you're doing, always be the one contacting. So call the IRS directly, call your bank, call your credit card. Don't allow them to call you and get that information from you.
Yeah, those really sketchy phone calls you get that are obviously really bad recordings about the IRS is going to come to your house and destroy your life. That's just garbage. And they will never do that. They always send you a letter, right?
Absolutely, yeah. So the IRS is never going to contact you through email. They're never going to call you in the middle of the night asking for, you know, telling you that you're going to be prosecuted if you don't do X, Y, and Z. They're definitely never going to ask you for any kind of a financial payment in things like gift cards or Bitcoin. You know, any digital currency is not what the government uses. So if you ever receive any kind of phone call or any kind of email or text message, any of that kind of stuff, definitely don't give them any way of accessing funds or anything like that.
So this being tax season, and it got extended through May, so we're going to be doing this for a while, and with all these mm-hmm. stimulus checks going back and forth and all this information, what can a person do through the program and through 211 to combat this and just, you know, get information?
As I said before, that FightCyberCrime.org is a wonderful resource. They have tons of information on how to stay safe and secure. And again, anytime during tax season or during COVID, always try to go to the source for your information. So if you're trying to get information on something involving the taxes, go directly to the IRS.gov website. If you want information on the vaccines, you know, go to CDC or something to that effect. You know, try not to pull any information on random websites, and certainly not anything you get through links like in your email or on social media, stuff like that. So definitely go direct to the source as possible whenever you're getting information that way. And you can always call 211 if you're afraid that you've been targeted or something like that, or you're not sure. You can certainly call us and we can give you some more information on that.
Right. And to be clear, the 211 is sort of a distribution, but it kind of points you in the right direction, right?
Yeah, 211 is a 24/7 information and referral line. We have tons of resources for individuals, whether they're looking for help with utilities or rent or stuff like that. But we also do, you know, information with during tax season and things like that. We're certainly an excellent source for that. And again, we have trained specialists that have been trained in cybercrime and stuff like that. So if you're not sure, if you think something has happened, you know, definitely give us a call, or like I said, go to that fightcybercrime.org website.
All right. So if you have questions about, identity theft or fraud, or you're just not sure, you just dial 211, or you go right, like you said, like Jason said, you go right to the website, which is hfuw.org/cybercrime. That's Heart of Florida United Way.org/cybercrime to learn more about the Cybercrime Victim Support Initiative. And it's really, really cool. Don't be afraid to use it, because that's what it's there for. And I've done it. I've just dialed 211 with a random generalized question, and I got pointed in the right direction immediately. And they don't make you feel like you're an idiot. They just say, look, what is it exactly? Yeah, for anything. Because I feel like an idiot sometimes. When I call, I say, look, I don't know what this is. And they say, no worries. Here's what you do. Here's the number you call. And they're very helpful to do that for you. So it's 211 for that information and the Cybercrime Victim Support Initiative. All right, so Jason Loacono, manager of the Cybercrime Victim Support Program. Thanks for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Thank you.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.